All right, agenda item seven, discussion and possible update on Brazos G voting and non-voting membership. I have a couple of things that I would like to go over with the committee about, get some input. Number one is what Gail whispered to me, and that was the loss of Phil Ford, his death, who was on this, I don't know how many years he was.
Long time.
Well, he came on in '01 and quit in '19?
'17.
'17.
'17, okay, so he's on the seat.
'17 years.
Who was his predecessor?
I don't know, I do not know.
A guy named Gary Gwynn.
Gary Gwynn.
The city manager.
I was trying to remember, but I knew Gary.
You knew Gary from the city manager world, yeah, yeah.
I knew him when he was here too.
The first time I met Phil was at the last meeting this group had, it was at the Civic Center. And he just evidently had just been hired. Because he walked in and there was a bunch of little old ladies from Hearn that were about to have his head over the little river.
Yeah, I imagine so.
This was not off channel, this was on channel.
I'd like to read what David wrote, just for the record about Phil.
Thank you.
That's all right. Phil was a leader under his direction from 2001 to 2018. The BRA was successful in developing water to meet the growing demands of the Brazos River Basin. He made a lasting impression on the water industry in Texas, serving on numerous boards, including the State Water Planning Region G Committee and as president of the Texas Water Conservation Association. His many accomplishments with the BRA followed a distinguished career in the United States military. During more than 30 years of service to his country, Phil rose to the rank of Lieutenant General in the Air Force, retiring as the Deputy Commander in Chief of the U.S. Strategic Command. So I wanted to notify y'all that and read that for our.
He's a darn good granddad.
Yeah.
Good papa.
Yep, absolutely. The second thing I had, and this is for y'all's information, and just so I'm not the only one that did it, but it's up on the screen. And that is Wiley Stillman is a Region G member, serving municipalities. He retired from Waco, but Waco has retained him basically to be their water resource. So the way I read the bylaws, that's fine. Yes, go ahead.
My substitute here, Riley told me that went through the minutes, and basically he was, it doesn't require a salary, but a non-paid consultant. David Keeler with North Central Texas Municipal Water Authority is my designated alternate. And that's what Riley told me then, is if we would go through the board minute and basically make him a consultant, that we could do it as far as being my sub. I don't see a problem with, I don't see any difference in that.
It's not, and that, I just want, I knew, nobody else knew, I wanted to make that aware to the executive committee.
I don't have a problem with it.
No, there's not, it's.
And like we said, we get it to the point where we have, there, you know, we have, he's a resource for City of Waco. And see, that's the problem with the City of Abilene right now. They've had a change in mayors, and Tommy's not there. And they've dropped, Cedar Ridge is not on their royal radar.
Okay.
I'll take a look at the bylaws as well, because the tone of the letter is almost like it's Waco's seat.
Well, I understand that, but.
That issue.
Well, if, you know, if what Riley had told me was, okay, this has gone through the council, I mean, but, you know, if you have to have the minutes designating him as a consultant, I don't think that would be a problem, I mean.
Yeah, I'm just gonna look at it and say one way or the other, I'll make sure.
Okay, no problem.
Because it sets a precedent.
It does.
Precedents have a gnarly history in my world.
We've always had a a feeling that you can't be a municipal person unless you're on payroll or pretty close to that, you know what I'm saying?
Very aware of that.
We, yeah. Yeah, that's right. When you went from there to, yeah, so it's an issue, yeah.
But I'm okay. I mean, it's fine.
Next one is just notify y'all that the Region H, I think that's the name, Region H Lower Brazos Regional Flood Planning Group. That's a mouthful. Has designated a liaison to Brazos G, and that is Brandon Wade. So he'll be a liaison to Brazos G from the Region H Lower Brazos Regional Flood Planning Group. And so the chair can create committees, et cetera, but I wanted to ask your opinion. I think we will have two flood planning regions in our region. Is that correct, David?
Yes, that's right. Pam.
Upper and lower.
Pam has that too.
So to get your concurrence or non-concurrence or your ideas or thoughts, if y'all thought it would be prudent for us as Regional Water Planning Group to appoint a liaison to the upper flood group and one to the lower flood group.
From this group?
From here. We've got liaisons to the surrounding water planning groups. But my question for y'all is, do you want to make a recommendation that we appoint two liaisons to the two flood groups?
For a little clarification, would they be active voting members? Because no, I can make this, if they don't have to be, I can make this real easy on you. Because BRA has, we sit on both of those, and we could have our BRA staff that sit on those report back to this group, if that works for you. If you're not comfortable with that, and it needs to be somebody around the table, then I'm fine with that also.
You know, it doesn't speak about what a liaison has to be.
Yeah, so.
I mean, it doesn't say. Riley, are you still on the phone?
I'm still here.
All right, did you hear what Mr. Collinsworth said about liaisons? Whether they have to be, does a liaison have, I can't find it in the bylaws, but a liaison, if we wanted to appoint a liaison from Region G to the Region 8 Lower Brazos Regional Flood Planning Group, do they have to be a voting member of this group for us to appoint them as liaison?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know that the bylaws actually deal with that.
I couldn't find it.
When it comes to, I mean, we talk about having liaisons to that are appointed to our board, but I don't think the bylaws, I'll go back and look. I don't think they talk about liaison, us appointing, or Brazos G appointing liaisons to another group. I would think that you could, I'm thinking about it. I would think that a liaison would need to be probably a member of the group. Maybe, but probably doesn't have to be a voting member. But I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't know. I was going to say ambiguity is our friend.
It is. Yeah. We do it or we won't.
Take David up on his deal. And if somebody amends the language or whatever where it has to be, then we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What we'll do after every flood planning meeting is we'll just put together a memo of the meeting and circulate that through the chairman to the committee, if that's okay.
Is that all right?
Somebody comes up with,
save you some trouble.
Change.
Yep, we'll change. Absolutely.
Okay. Makes sense.
So we'll just do that. We won't even bring it up. We'll just have a report. have somebody there, and then we'll have a report at each one. Okay. All right.